All right, Tristan Anderson joins us, senior defensive lineman with the Redskins, who had a fantastic game on Friday. Three sacks of the eight for the Redskins. Two of those were back-to-back, big plays. I think that's what put Owosso in a third and was that what put him in a third and 28 when they threw the interception to Thomas?
So I believe so. Yeah,
I think Tristan he should be thanking you for you know, putting them in that kind of position. So tell us about the game on Saturday. Obviously, you were revved up and playing hard as you always do, but and you were in the backfield a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Owosso, and you know, it's kind of started this rivalry because you know we haven't beaten them in 2 years, and so it was almost, you know, as the past three games have been just as big as ever, and so when we came out of the locker room, we're fired up, we're ready to take them on, and then you know, we took care of business in the first half, and then we were above 21-0, and then went in at halftime, and you know, we've never been a complacent team when we get ahead, and so we came out. Offense did a good job, and then that first drive, we just, you know, came right out of the locker room, turned it on, had a couple sacks, and had a pick, and you know, just took care of business.
Was there something you saw on film about this Owosso offensive line that you know, one eyebrow raised, thinking, man, this could be a big game for me based on what I'm seeing on film?
Yeah, the coaches do a really good job of we have really good scouting reports, so we get a good background on our offensive lines, and so I kind of, you know, I knew his weight and height, and you know what kind of guys they kind of rotated more than usual, and so, and the guy that I went against, it was their kind of their backup second guy, and so, you know, I just knew that, you know, if I were to come out, punch him, and you know, punch him in the chest a little bit, and then just get back there, you know, I just explode out, and you know, so I just got back and then made the play.
It's not anybody going to be as quick as Tristan. Reminds me a lot of Bonner Hogue from a couple years ago and the way that he plays. But Tristan's bigger and stronger than Bonner was, and you know, just making great plays. And what we're excited is, as I talked to the coaches, I said, you know, talk to me about Tristan. Where, you know, he goes, he is. It's just starting to click. And I think we're just seeing the beginning of what he can do. And those are the things that we projected when we moved him there. And, you know, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of sacrifice for a guy to continue to play like that. And just love the attitude that he has as a senior. And, you know, he's played with a lot of these guys for a long time. And I can remember my first time I saw Tristan was at a junior high camp. It was right after his eighth grade season going into his ninth grade. And I remember watching him in the camp. It was raining the whole time. And I can remember seeing him at linebacker. He just seemed to make plays. And, you know, he's gone through some rough patches with some injuries and stuff, and now it's his senior year, and it's his turn, and he's making the most of it.
Tristan, tell us about youth football. We always ask that question. What team did you play on when you were in youth football?
Well, my team wasn't very good. I played on Union Wide for 4 years. Our best season was 3-6, but I don't know, it was just, I had a lot of great memories because I was kind of always the guy that led the team, and we didn't have as many guys on the team, and so I kind of had to take a step up and take a leadership role, and so that's where it kind of all started for me to be a leader, and then we moved on to 8th grade and 9th grade, and then that's when, you know, I kind of got thrown in with everybody else and met everybody else, and then so now I'm in high school, and
it's a big show. Who were some of your teammates on that youth football team that are still playing football today?
Chris Nelson, for one. Not too many. There wasn't too many kids on our team.
Well, we weren't very good, and most of the kids decided it wasn't worth it to keep playing football.
I think this is an interesting thing, though, is in our ninth grade, we have two teams. We have a red team and a white team, and it might be a varsity and junior varsity situation at that age, and one thing that is nice to pass on is Tristan was on that JV team in the ninth grade, and so was Chris Nelson, and we got two starters out of that deal. So, and that's not anything that we've done; it's what they've done. It's continuing to persevere and fight through and wait for their opportunity. And I couldn't be more proud of this kid. I know that, and one of the strongest guys on our team. Great character. just a big part of what we do. And a lot of that I know comes from his dad. And you tell us a little bit what you've gone through this coming into your senior year. And I don't want to make it about your dad, but I think it's all connected.
Yeah, well, in January he was deployed to Afghanistan for 7 months, and he came back August, so right before school started. And so for me to be without him for, you know, 7 months was pretty different, because he's been over before, but I was so young I couldn't remember. And so I had to kind of grow up a little bit, and, you know, going through off-season football and not really being able to communicate the best with him. You know, I used to always come home and tell him, you know, how the day went, and so I just had to maybe once a week get in touch with him. But it was it's pretty difficult to be without him for a little bit. But, you know, now he's back, and so he's I guess he's pretty proud about, you know, what I've been doing. And so
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I would think so. So I will tell you, one of the neatest things that we've received is when he came back, he presented a flag that American flag that flew over their camp in Afghanistan, and presented it to our football team. And I don't think the guys have ever seen me cry, so I had sunglasses on, you know. But man, what an awesome gift for us, and obviously a gift of service that his dad has given to our country.
And I got to think that part of your turnaround in thinking of having your kids on the sideline during the national anthem, that probably is why, maybe through
big,
that process.
Big part of it.
That
big
helped
part
them,
of it.
Because I noticed last Friday night you guys were
yeah,
on
it's,
the field
it's
for
been,
the national anthem.
You know, it's just been something that the last couple of years that, and I don't know why I've been coaching 23 years and haven't noticed it, but, you know, so many times as coaches, as what for whatever reason, the teams are in the locker room for the national anthem, and I don't think that's right. I think that, you know, I think we should pause in what we're doing and show that there are things that are more important.
Well,
and so we're trying to teach that lesson, and obviously that lesson, I think, has been taught to me as well.
Well, and obviously one of the players who probably really appreciates that is Tristan, who's here with us tonight, given the story he just told. And I would assume that you're not getting any pushback from any of the other players and coaches about that. I don't know how anybody could protest that.
No, tell him it would be kind of fun. Tell him how we practice that.
Well, he would tell us, you know, if whatever you're doing, if you hear that national anthem in the middle of practice, go out to the goal line. Seniors up front, juniors behind, sophomores in the back, and then have your helmet in your left hand, and then your right hand on your heart, and then, you know, we're just like, all right, whatever, and then we go through practice, and then at the end we start conditioning, and so we're like, all right, let's get this done. You know, we're focused on it. We're right in the middle of running a sprint, and you hear the national anthem blaring over the speakers, and everyone's running to the goal line, and then, you know, we get, you know, so it's. And then, you know, I think we've all kind of got a little bit more respect for the national anthem. I think I've focused on it a little bit more. And I think that it's a good statement that we're putting on for, you know, any other high school football team, right?
All right, now
go ahead. I was just going to ask you, what's next for you? What kind of things you want to study in college, and what are you looking for?
I announce football games over at Tuttle on the weekends, and I think that's. That's something I really like to do. I think I'm pretty decent at it. So I think if I can do something about, you know, closer to that, maybe radio, kind of ironically, kind of want to do that. Something with communication. And, you know, I haven't thought too much about it, but, you know, I guess I better get that figured out a little bit here before too long.
My piece of advice to you is to, if radio is a choice for you, find a school that has an on-campus radio station, or that has a relationship with a local radio station where they'll work with students. That would be the one piece of advice I would give to you if you're going to major in communications, and radio is a part of that.
We might have made a connection right here.
We might have. I know a guy.
You know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy. All right, so before you go, though, let me ask you about Stillwater. And obviously they are struggling a little bit, but you never know. You know, people always gunning for Union.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the Pioneers.
Yeah, well, it's we, you know, you'd expect us, you know, be like, all right, it's an easy game or, you know, something. But we attack here. It's always been we attack every game as hard as we can. And it's no different, you know, for all the players. We know it's another game. It's another chance for us to, you know, be Union and, you know, put some points on the board. And so, but Stillwater, they've got they got two returning starters on the offensive line, their center and their right and their right tackle. And they're, you know, both, you know, they're all pretty big size. They're pretty physical. And so I think it's going
to
be a good matchup.
And they like to pass, which means.
Yeah. I guess hopefully I have a repeat from last week. Maybe.
I sure hope so, because they've got a couple of pretty good receivers and a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I know some defensive backs and a head coach that's counting on some pretty good pressure from you guys up front.
Tristan, yep. Thank you for stopping by and being a part of the program. Congratulations on the season you're already having, and hope that you play out the rest of it just like you have
Thank you.
First. All right.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.